That is Leroy Stagger from the album Dear Love. That's from the re-released version, right? That wasn't originally on the record.
No, that was the re-released version.
And that's our old pal Carolyn Mark, I believe, singing?
Yeah, that's Carolyn on there singing with us.
All right, now, Leroy, it's good to have you, first of all. I'm glad you made it.
We barely made it.
I'm sorry about the trip up north.
We went the wrong way for a long time.
But hopefully it'll be worth your while.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm glad I actually finally got to come and see you.
Yeah,
in the studio, because I never have the chance whenever I'm in town.
That's true. But you're playing tonight at the High and Lonesome Club, and that I know we've had some bad shows, you and I, in the past. But you were playing at a place, and on a Sunday night, I think you played both.
Yeah.
Times. So there wasn't really that
we've
many
had some
people
stinkers
there.
Here.
But
so
this time,
this is
no, I'm telling you, Leroy, this is the place.
Okay.
This is where you should have been all along. High
Good.
And Lonesome
I hope
Club.
So. Because this might be the last chance, I think, for
what
Winnipeg.
What do you mean? No. I mean, don't hold Regina against us.
Yeah, that's true. That just sounds all wrong.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. So what have you been up to? I know we've talked a couple of times. I can't remember whether we've even talked since the new record came out.
Yeah, I think we have. I've been touring mostly in the UK, and we were in Texas this year, or last year. We were in Los Angeles, been everywhere, yeah. And just been writing this new record that we make next month. And getting ready for that and doing this tour and just kind of trying out all the new material and stuff, so...
It's you seem I don't know whether this is a new thing for you, but you seem fairly prolific these days. I mean, Dear Love came out, and then right after that, the new record Beautiful House came out.
Yeah,
and now you're already working on another one.
Yeah, and there's actually a new EP coming out too. I think in April, that's got five tracks from Dear Love or from Beautiful House. Sorry, re-recorded.
Why? Danny Michelle screwed him up.
No, we just wanted to do them a little bit differently, like the way, more the way they were written, because Beautiful House obviously has like such a huge Danny influence on it. We kind of decided to bring them back to the natural state just for fun.
Yeah.
And it turned out to sound really good, so I think that we're going to release it. And and then we're doing this new record with John Ellis next month, and that'll be really fun. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one.
Now, of course, Danny Michelle produced your record, and he, like you said, he put his stamp on it and made it sound.
Yeah,
it's a great record, and it sounds good, but it doesn't sound like the other record, and it doesn't quite sound like what you sound like live sometimes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way I look at it is it documents a place and time, you know what I mean, and it documents those days that those songs were recorded on, and that's a good thing, and so now we're gonna do more of something different, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you got hooked up with Boompa for Beautiful House.
Yeah, Boompa's working out pretty good.
Yeah, it must have helped having a bit of a step up this time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the difference between having a record put out by yourself and then, having a. Independent label be able to back you, and it's been really good so far. So.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited watching my favorite show on Sunday to hear one of your songs.
Oh, my God, I know, that was insane.
That was Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I got so many emails the next day from people all
over. Christy
was
watching it, and she's like, I think Leroy's on Grey's Anatomy.
And Jeff's like, no, he's not.
No.
And I'm like, no, this is the song.
Well, they phoned me a couple days before, and...
Wow.
They had said, the song's going to air this Sunday. And I was like, well, I'll believe it when I hear it.
Yeah.
So there I was watching the show.
And sometimes it's like in the jukebox while they're talking
whatever. Yeah, and I'm just like, did it, I'm listening, and I'm like, no. And then at the end,
it didn't seem
like it was going to play. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. And we were in Lethbridge, and my girlfriend's family was all gathered around. And I'm like, oh, Christ, they're not going to play the darn thing. And... So I was really, kind of starting to sweat there for a minute. And then, the last scene, of course, it comes on cranked. And I was just like, oh, yeah.
That was nice. So,
yeah.
So how did you get hooked up with that? I mean, that must be a sweet deal.
Yeah, it's a really great thing, financially. And, that's part of the thing one of the things that Boompa does for me is, they manage me and get all those placements for me and what have you, and they do so much. So yeah, they hooked that up, and I guess one of the supervisor for the show, got the record and found a spot for the song.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Now, is there any way that can spin off into new folks checking you out? Like, do people hear that song and then go on the web to find out who that was?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, the next day I got about 10 emails from people all over the U.S. just saying, like, you know, just listen to your stuff on the internet and blah, 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 love you. Like, where can I buy the record and this and that? And I was just like, it was very strange.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Good for you. So what else has been going on? This new record that you're making, is it? I was sort of going there before we got off track, but is it sort of back to the rough and raw sound that
What would you think? Like it's
like,
a
is
little
that where
more.
You're headed back to
it's
the.
It's a little more us, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely the songwriting. I think has improved probably 100%. You know. Just more complete. I feel, you know, as you know, I've gotten older as a songwriter, and I think it's probably the best stuff I've written, and I got the right band, and we know already which direction we want to take the record, and it feels like it's already complete, so we just need to get it down on tape, you know.
So
it's a lot more rocking and a little bit more. There's some, you know, just it's way more mature sounding.
Is that what these shows are about right now? Is about testing out new stuff and getting it ready for the
this,
for the studio?
This trip has been a bit of an interesting one. The shows have been better. More people have been out to the shows, but it's a real tough thing to be touring in January in Western Canada. So it takes a lot out of you. But with that, we're basically playing, you know, mostly all new songs, just getting them ready for the studio and getting tight as a band, so...
It sounds like, I mean, you're touring a lot in the UK and you've done some work in the States, and it sounds like you're doing okay over in those places.
Yeah.
Why is it that Canada maybe is taking a little bit longer to catch on? I mean, we're kind of a funny country that way sometimes, aren't we?
I don't know what, you know, I do. I seem to do pretty good in Western Canada in most places, and but there's still some, you know, some places that just haven't caught on. And
yeah.
I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth. Like, I don't know if people are, less likely to take... It's also minus 16 right now.
This is nice for Winnipeg.
I would probably be staying indoors, too. But I don't know. You know, it's great. This, like I said, this tour has been the best so far, and we've only done a few of the weirdest markets and have been better than normal, so... It's good.
Well, this is where it all turns around tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
Lonesome Club, it's gonna be a good time.
I hope so. It better.
For sure. Do you want to play us a song there?
I'm
dying to hear you play. I know you came all this way.
I brought Dan Weisenberger with me too.
Hello.
Is that amp working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just been in the car, so it's a little cranky.
We'll play a new song. Let's play. You Write a Book.
Yeah. All right.
But we'll change the swear word to stupid.
You can. Hey, this is college radio. You can say whatever you want here, Leroy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Scratch that one.
Give her.
I was gonna swear anyways.
We've warned folks. If you're offended by such things, you can tune out.
We've been in a van
all
day, and I think we were starting to get a little antsy there. So, but this one is called "You Write a Book." One, two, one. Write a book and I'll write a letter of all the things that are bringing you down. Come Sunday I'll probably forget her. I won't have to see your face around. There's an old sweater on a Sunday morning. Wine hangover, it's making me blue. Well, I can't wait to get it together. I can't wait to get home to you. If I could steal a fire from your eyes, I'd probably burn the whole place down. Scatter the ashes and watch them as they blow away. Yeah, watch them as they blow away. Thank you.
had to laugh at that sad song playing. Cause that fucking song reminds me of you. Whiskey soaked and a cigarette hanging. Well, I can't wait to get home to you. If I could steal fire from your eyes, I'd probably burn the whole place down. Scatter the ashes and watch them as they blow away. If I could steal the fire from your eyes, I'd probably burn the whole place down. Scatter the ashes and watch them as they blow away.
If that doesn't sell some tickets for tonight, I don't know what will. That was terrific.
Thanks a lot.
That's a real, obviously a real country feel to it.
Yeah.
It's twice as loud and twice as fast.
But it's kind of like a honky-tonk song almost, like when we play it with the band. Usually we started playing that together as a duo and then a trio with mandolin and upright bass.
Oh, yeah.
So. But, it's going to be interesting to see how that one turns out on the record.
So, obviously, tonight we're going at her, though. This is the full rock and roll show.
The whole band's with me, and we got some angst inside of us today, so we're going to, I think, be letting her loose tonight.
I'm hoping some tiles will fall off the wall in the bathroom.
It's entirely possible. You never know. You've been doing some shows with do you have an opening act with you this time?
Actually, Indio Saravanja was supposed to come on tour.
I didn't know how to say his name. We
kicked him off because we found someone better. actually, Dan's been opening the shows. And
oh, really?
He's been, I think everyone's kind of been blown away.
Oh, really?
But yeah, he's been doing this forever, and his record's brilliant, and, my audience has really been digging him, and he actually sold out a record, so.
Oh, well, that sucks for us, but.
Sorry. Dan also plays with Jeremy Fisher
and
Yvonne Hernandez, and plays with a ton of people, so.
With a build-up like that, can Dan play us a song? Do you mind, Leroy?
I would love for Dan to play you a song. Can I pick the song?
If you like.
Sure. Will you play that Beirut song?
Sure.
Can you play it with that guitar?
I'll play it on yours.
Okay.
Well, I've played on this one, too. It totally doesn't make any difference to me. I'll
play
sit
on
over,
mine.
Yeah. Over there. Yeah, if you guys want to hear it.
Very nice.
All right.
I heard this song the other night, and I almost fell off my chair. It was so good.
I thought you were just drunk.
This is, these guys are playing tonight at the High Lonesome
Club. This is Dan Weisenberger.
This is the place to be.
Guitar coming through all right?
Yeah, it sounds nice.
All right. This is a tune I wrote after reading a book called Beirut Blues. And it's just about people trying to have a normal life in adverse circumstances. It's midnight here in Beirut. And you hold me close to your breast, as if this grip was a bulletproof vest. We did not go down to shelter with the rest. Bombs explode as we climb the stairs as though we're blessed. Climb up to the highest room in this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor. The lights, they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? The city shakes and the bullets fly. Fire fills the sky, splashing light on you and I. Our bodies twist and our desperate cries that sound like the voices of the dying, and less like two lovers never so alive. Climb up to the highest room in this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor, the lights they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? The record skips as we loosen our grip. Sirens wail as the flames flail higher. Billie Holiday moans in a machine gun choir. It's a strange war. It bears stranger fruit. Blood on the leaves down to the roots. Bloody hand moves the pen, and then the gun shoots. I can still smell your hair as we lay so still up there. And the bullets hung suspended in the air. The guns ate their own noise, and soldiers turned back into little boys. Let's climb up to the highest room of this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor. The lights, they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? Why should I close the door?
That's some heavy stuff there. That's thanks. Terrific. Do you mind telling us a bit about yourself? I'm sorry, I haven't read the bio. Give us the bio. Give us the one sheet.
I'm from Vancouver Island out there, and
yeah.
From a crappy little town called Nanaimo. And I've just sort of been playing music for a long time. And, you know, everything from I back up like a champion fiddle player and playing a Portuguese fado group and play rock and roll and country and. Bluegrass and klezmer and just whatever, you know. So
that's what you call diversity.
Right, yeah, there. Well, it's the only way to really make a living in a small town, you know.
Yeah. What's the deal with Vancouver Island? It seems like there's something in the water there. There's a lot of talented folks out there. It seems.
Yeah.
How does Victoria treat you for music?
It's all right. I think it's like any other hometown, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. It's a good place to come home to.
Yeah,
I'm hardly there these days. So,
our good friend Allison, who listens to the show all the time, and Tim are big fans of yours, and they're always telling us about great stuff that's going on out there. So it seems like there's a pretty good community.
Yeah, there's some really great bands. There's Chet and Clay George and Carolyn Mark, Tolan McNeil. Lots of stuff going on. So
I think because it costs so much money to get off the island,
yeah.
And it's such a leap to do that. That bands get, you know, hunkered down in their bunker and practice their butts off so that it's not a waste of time and money to go to Vancouver or wherever
right.
else, you know. And so they end up putting on a good show and being a better band than someone with some complacent big city situation going on, you know.
Well, a lot of, people talk about the music scene here in Winnipeg and why people write the songs they do and a lot of people pin it down to sort of the sense of isolation and being, we're sort of trapped in the middle of nowhere here and people don't have very far to go. And is it sort of, would you say it's sort of the same thing being on the island there? Obviously you're closer you're close to Vancouver and Seattle and all kinds of places, but are you still sort of isolated on the island in a certain way? Is it still?
Yeah,
of,
you're on a rock, right? And the only means to get off is by taking a boat. But I don't know. I don't really feel like I don't feel that isolation so much because it is a pretty big island. But I guess it's similar, but it's not. It's definitely not as cold, and there's really hardly any snow. So.
Is it a good place to work out of? Like, can you easily play in Vancouver? And
yeah, it's easy for me. You know, All I got to do is hop on the ferry boat and come over, or hop on the airplane. So it's like a 14-minute plane ride or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass to take the ferry, but it's fine.
But you never thought of moving to,
to
the mainland?
I think, you know, as long as you're good enough, I don't think you have to move anywhere. I would prefer to be able to live in somewhere smaller, to tell you the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could live in a cabin in the woods somewhere, and I'd be happy with that. But my girlfriend wouldn't like that. And, no, but, yeah, I mean, I don't think I would I wouldn't necessarily move to further my music career. I think you can do that from anywhere, you know,
yeah.
As long as you write good stuff and people want you to come where they are. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you able to work at music full-time now, or do you still have to...
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. That's all I've been doing, actually, is playing music. And, you know, with those things like Grey's Anatomy and stuff, it makes it a lot easier to do it. So, yeah.
Does that kind of lead to you getting placed in other shows?
I don't know.
Does it sort of work that way, or is that
I'm
just...
I'm not sure what that...
You won
yeah,
the lottery with that one? And
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would imagine.
What's... When you go to record your next album, what is the next step that you're looking for? Like obviously, it seems like Beautiful House did fairly well for you.
Mm-hmm.
It got you some attention in places maybe where you hadn't before.
Right.
What's the next step though? Where are we going?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I want to make a record that everyone buys and, you know, wants to hear and, you know, gets radio play and, I want to make one of those. I just want to make a really great record that stands the test of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all that you can hope for with when you write a record, I guess.
Yeah.
Not trying to do something that I'm, you know, that doesn't represent me, or I'm not trying to be something that who I'm not. You know. So I think that's a really good thing. You know, with just being gaining knowledge and, you know, in the studio and songwriting. I think that's a huge asset, and you know, I know what kind of record I want to make, and I'm going to make it. So,
right.
Hopefully, everyone likes it.
When you look back at the other two records, are you still proud of those? Or
yeah,
do you
I
see
mean,
them,
there's some points where I cringe a little bit on, you know, but yeah, I, like I said, it's a documentation of a time and a place, you know, and most of those records I wrote, you know, when I was 19, 20. So
because you're so far removed from that,
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, big 2-3 now. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and those are two records that I just made right away. I basically learned how to play 3 chords, and I said, I want to make a record. And, you know, that was my first record. And then the second one was a year later. So
and 5 chords.
Yeah, exactly.
That just amazes me. I mean, obviously you're still a young guy, so I don't even know if you have the perspective, but to achieve – as much as you have in such a short time, you got to be proud of that. I mean, obviously, it's taken a lot of work, and you must have a good work ethic to have done that.
Yeah.
But do you stand back and go, "Well, I'm only 23, and I've toured all kinds of places. I got 2 records that are pretty good, and people seem to like them."
Yeah, you kind of have to every once in a while because it is a really hard job.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm traveling, I'm away from home most of the year, which means, you know, away from my girlfriend and my family, and, you know, it takes a long time to be able to make a decent living doing this, and, you know, I'm just scraping by now, and, you know, the band, it's, when we go on tour, it's like, we're all just scraping by to make our rent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you can get it can be a little bit frustrating, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's like this is the best job in the world to be able to go and, you know, hang out with your friends and play rock and roll music. So, yeah, I think sometimes you got to take a step back and just kind of appreciate how good things are, and, you know, we're all healthy and we got food in our stomachs, and I think that's great. So,
and at the same time, you have to look ahead and go, there's a lot more time to come, and we have a lot more
that we
can do. And
I think that's
futures.
Yeah, I think I always have that in my head, but I think you also have to take it one show at a time,
of course,
one song at a time. That's Dan's philosophy, and that's kind of starting to rub off on me. So.
For sure. Well, we're running out of time here. I'd love to play another song or two or whatever you got in you.
Yeah, else. Do you want to play...
remember the Leroy Stagger and the Sinking Hearts playing tonight at the High and Lonesome Club, Maine and St. Mary?
Do you want to play Where I Live?
Whatever you like, man. I'm just here.
song is about Victoria.
There's a cigarette burning and a boy on the stage. Well, he's singing about the government concealing all his rage. There's an old man in the back yelling, spilling all his beer. The bouncers got him by the neck to drag him out of here. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. It ain't no better than the others, little nicer just the same. Where I live, you're no big deal. Think you're moving fast, I find you're spinning your wheel. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty folks. This is where I live. This is where I live. In the deep blue sea, if it's out of sight, out of mind, it don't affect you and me. There's protesters singing down on Parliament Hill, words falling on deaf ears against their free will. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. It ain't no better than the others, little nicer just the same. This is where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast, I find you spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty food. Where I live, where I live. From a half-lit cigarette, take what you can, go as far as you can get. Out of work, logger staring down the barrel of a gun. Well, the fat cat in the business suit pays for all his fun. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on town. No better than the others, little nicer just the same. This is where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast, I find you're spinning your wheel. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty folks. This is where I live. This is where I live.
tonight. Times changed, High and Lonesome Club. I don't know where else I'd rather be. That's very nice. And I think you're right. The songs are getting better all the time, and that certainly shows. And these are great songs. We have time for one more song. Should we play something off the CD, or you wanna play one more?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Tune off the disc. Sure, something that really rocks.
Yeah. Let's play. I don't know. What do you think? Count Me Out or something. That's a pretty fun song.
Yeah.
Wanna play that?
Let's do that. Sure.
Yeah.
You got that? You got that in there, KK? She's awesome. A pro. All right, thanks for being here, Lyric.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. J.P. Ho's going to drop by and all kinds of other folks. Check out your website is lyricstagger.ca,
right?
That's
the one, yeah.
And all kinds of good stuff up there. But come on out tonight, folks. You got lots of CDs to sell tonight, Lyric?
Yeah, we got lots of records. I think two T-shirts left and a whole bunch of new pins, too.
Oh, yeah?
One left. Dan's got one record left.
All right, well, it might not leave this room. I got to warn you.
Didn't even get.
All right, well,
thanks for having us.
That's one more from Lyric Stagger. Thanks for being here.